Well, as strategic advisor Māori at the Financial Markets Authority and a contributor to new research, Hannah Chapman's been closely involved in examining why many Māori remain underserved by the insurance sector, and that's despite recognising its importance for protecting whānau, whenua and community assets. Hey Hannah, tēnā koe, it's me Dale at Wātea. Thank you so much for joining us on the program, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale, thank you for having me.
Kia ora, might you just background us with a bit about the research, Hannah, and some of its key findings?
Sure. So the Financial Markets Authority is in place to ensure fair and transparent and efficient markets. And we have a role in there to address inequities and foster innovation. So as it relates to our mahi with the Māori strategy, we're really focusing in on enabling Māori to participate as Māori within the financial system. So we've done this research so that we can get a better picture of what's going on. This one is the third in a series that we've done. There's some significant gaps in the data as it relates to Māori with the financial sector generally, but this research project focused in on insurances. And the motivation for that was actually stories that came out of Cyclone Gabriel that I heard that were a real concern. So just one example was of a whānau who owned their own home, and they'd had a house and contents policy in place for many years. And then the house was damaged during the cyclone. And when it came time to put in their claim, it was actually turned down on the basis of the house being on multiple owned land. But that had never been stated as a criteria, which is that's really problematic. And so we decided to do some deeper digging because we had heard other similar stories. This particular study had almost 1,000 participants. We had two wānanga that we ran. One was with Māori working in the industry, and another one was held in Te Aroha with landholders and governors of whenua Māori. And then we also did a survey with the Te Ao Marama panel, and that survey had 952 participants. So just the fact that there was so much participation told us that this is a matter of concern for a lot of our whānau. Some of the key insights that came out of it as it relates to barriers, some of them were not unsurprising, like affordability is the number one barrier, and that, you know, that's regardless of whatever type of insurance product it was, whether it's house, car, what have you. And there's also a significant lack of trust, and that was consistent with our other research projects, just this general lack of trust that whānau have of the financial sector, but obviously this one was specifically about insurance. One of the findings, even though like we know that there are these barriers that we expected to see because of other pieces of research of general population, the rate at which Māori are experiencing them is higher. So we asked a question in the survey if whānau had any issues with their insurance in the last 2 years, and 17% said that they had, which doesn't seem like a high number, but it's double the rate found in a similar survey of general population in 24. What the research is saying is that insurance, it's important and it matters to whānau, but there's these barriers that are getting in the way, the accessibility issues. And that's even more true when you start getting into marae, kāinga, whenua Māori. And that's because the current insurance settings don't accommodate collective ownership and ways of living like papakāinga and marae. And there are some attempts there within the industry to find some solutions, but we're not close enough yet.
Thank you.
And there's real...
Sorry, I interrupted. Hannah.
I was just going to mention that there's concern around how the valuation methodologies, like the current model looks at market value, individual title, individual owner, and that is not transferable to papakāinga and marae and where there are other types of value like taonga, whakapapa. And so there's a real struggle there for marae, for hapū, for iwi to access appropriate insurance products for their realities.
Tēnā koe, with us today is Hannah Chapman, is the Rotaki Māori at the Financial Markets Authority. Hannah is responsible for designing and leading the organisation's Te Ao Māori strategy. Matangirua. You mentioned that at the moment it's insurance companies are used to dealing with individuals with individual land title. There have been approaches to the government, Hannah, about, for instance, insuring marae, bearing in mind their role as first responders in civil defence emergencies. And insurance has long been an issue, as you say, and multiply owned whare. Let's take marae as an example. So there have been approaches or suggestions that the government might step in and provide some support so that these whare are insured and the taonga can be protected. Has there been much consideration by insurance companies as to how they might accommodate Māori insurance interests better?
There has been some movement, but it's, so far there is no product that would be appropriate. And there's a role that the FMA has to play there as the regulator, and our role to foster innovation. And so we're really interested in responding to what came through the research, which was really strong indication across all of the different activities in the research that solutions must be iwi-led, Māori-designed. And so we want to listen to that and see how we can support the innovation of models that will work for marae.
Tēnā koe. Māori participants strongly backed iwi-led and Māori-designed solutions. Hannah, what would success look like if these recommendations were implemented? And do you believe the insurance sector is genuinely prepared to share decision-making power in designing those solutions?
I can only base my answer on what we've seen so far. And there is some movement. There is some genuine interest in trying to come up with solutions. And there are also other models that could be created that don't yet exist at scale within Aotearoa, which iwi and hapu can pursue. And that's the innovation space that we're really interested in getting behind.
Te rangu, it's an interesting sort of sector as well. I'm pleased that the Financial Markets Authority have recognised that it is an issue and some potential to not intervene so much as to provide some support as we reimagine a different way to protect via insurance these taonga, particularly, as you say, multiply owned land, papakāinga land, and whare Māori that have been under such tremendous threat. Where are you hoping this latest report gets to? I'm pleased to be talking about it on a Māori broadcast platform, Hannah. How else has it been received, when others have taken interest?
Yeah, I'm trying to get it out as much as possible to our iwi and hapu leaders, because the Financial Markets Authority isn't very well known within our communities. And so that transference of information, the understanding the role that we can play in supporting some solutions for whenua Māori, for whānau, because that's also about the sustainability of connection to whenua and to the ability to exercise kaitiakitanga. And that's important. Like a lot of our whānau said in the wānanga, we're not going anywhere. We're not going to leave our whenua. So we have to come up with some solutions. So I'm just keen to see if we can pull together a hui, putting those pānui out there to any interested iwi and hapu leaders who want to talk about this and see what we can come up with together and like I said, how the FMA might get behind some solutions.
Yeah, well, tēnā koe. Well, I'm really pleased to be talking to a wahine Māori who works at the FMA. Because I don't know a hell of a lot about what the Financial Markets Authority do. I hear the term in news items, etc., Hannah, but didn't realise that they had a talented wahine like yourself in the mix as they try to improve their connections with our people. But now we've got a touchstone in the FMA. It's an opportunity too good to ignore. If you've got any issues, we're here. And if we've got any questions, you're there. So it's lovely meeting you, Hannah. Thanks very much for sharing some time with us this morning. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā
koe, ngā mihi. Well, there we go. Insurance, Māori, Financial Markets Authority new report out now.